Dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
I am too sexy for my love.
Gay, 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 gay.
Sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Gay, 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 gay.
Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
He's a fag.
Right.
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead dolls. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Which cheese do you prefer?
Just ahead of the Craig Wilson thing today.
That's so sick.
Buzz, who's still here even though he's got half a voice.
That's he's right. A fighter.
And we thank you for that, Buzz. Buzz the Martyr.
Sexy.
Just did the IMDb thing on John Biner.
Mm-hmm.
Great history. Every variety show ever done, he was on.
Yeah, the Captain and Tennille in Hawaii, the Captain and Tennille in New Orleans.
They loved him.
Brady Bunch, Good Time Hour.
There it is. Oh, Mike Douglas, Johnny Carson, all those.
Yeah, all of those. And Rob was just on the Letterman Show website where they have video of his performance from last night.
I'm going to watch it as soon as I get home.
Oh, it makes my back hurt.
Really?
Yeah, it really does. No. You know what his leadoff impression was? Well, he did Sullivan to set up the impressions.
Right. To say, everyone who's been in your studio, Dave.
His leadoff was Johnny Mathis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a singing impression of
Johnny
Mathis.
Yeah, and it was, oh, it just hurt.
I ask you not, it's awful.
Oh, damn.
It's awful. You know what's great is Craig Wilson.
He is wonderful.
Always.
Now, once again, this week he comes through, but it's not an over-the-top, hit-you-over-the-head-with-it. It's a rather subtle Craig Wilson.
So you're going to have to read into it a little bit.
Well, it's got a lot to do about boys.
Very good. I don't think we're going to need any help.
You got your copy?
I don't have my copy, do I?
I left it over there.
Oh, it's over here. Well, internet. Yes, there it is. I have it right here. Yeah.
Well, without further ado, it's Wednesday. May, what is it, Dilly? Not Rabbit, Rabbit, Rabbit Day. Was it May 2nd already?
Me too.
Today's USA Today. The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Maybe it's time to let boys be boys. Outside.
An Englishman is in the States this week with a plan to rescue the all-American boy from a life of video game mindlessness.
Whether he'll succeed is anyone's guess, but you have to admire him for trying. Mad dogs and Englishmen, as they say.
Con Eglinton is a co-author with his brother Hal of the dangerous book for boys.
Wow.
See, it's like a slow burn.
Yeah.
A surprise bestseller in England for almost a year now, The Dangerous Book for Boys is now on sale here.
Eagledon is making the rounds, reciting his boys should be boys mantra everywhere, from the Today Show to the Colbert Report to the L.L. Bean flagship store in Freeport, Maine.
He can't help himself, can he?
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
It's a sad state of affairs that such a book had to be written in the first place. But bless the Eglinton brothers for doing so and for giving it such a perfect title. Nothing.
Hit the bell.
Nothing titillates the boy more than the hint of danger. Real or imagined.
The only thing missing is a chapter on what this thing called sex is all about.
Oh, God.
But hey, you can't have everything. Sometimes knowing how to set a good tripwire can be just as useful, boy.
The book's premiere, excuse me, the book's premise.
Premise.
Let me start that again. Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
The book's premise is simple. Want to know how to make a slingshot? A water bomb? Wanted to cipher code or write with invisible ink? It's all there for the young male mind to devour and digest. The authors dubbed these activities the mysteries and adventures of childhood.
The book is a collection of things the siblings say they wanted to know more about when they were boys. The result is a hands-on guide that warns boys that they may even get knocked about in the process. I know, it's shocking in this world of pampered and overly protected children.
My brother and I did not.
You win. You, I don't even know what it says. You win.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
My brother and I didn't have such a book growing up. Maybe we didn't need it. Life seemed more make-do and hands-off back then. Our mother would usher us out the door in the morning, and we didn't return till dinner. What we did in between was a mystery to both her and us. Oh. We even got into trouble on occasion, boy. Boy.
I'd like to think there are boys in America who lead such a still life. Yes?
Hold on. I've just read ahead. Mike has the slam dunk line of the column coming up.
Okay.
I'll start again. I'd like to think there are boys in America who lead such a life still. Not a still life. Their days filled with endless possibilities. Boys whose minds and bodies both wander.
God damn. Today, however, most American boy is overscheduled. And when not at soccer or baseball practice, he's sitting on the sofa playing video games on a TV. Even as the sun shines outside, products of the We Need Our Kids to Be Occupied at All Times generation.
Most of us of a certain age, of course, were not allowed to be inside when the sun was shining. Did we turn out better because of it? Who knows, boy?
But I do remember a treehouse that allowed me to sit in the sky. A makeshift covered wagon that carried me to the edge of the lawn. A rowboat that floated me out to an island in the middle of the creek. An island we conquered. Let's go out and conquer the island. Mom said we shouldn't. An island we conquered over and over and over again. We fought foes both real and imagined. And without any casualties on our side, I might add.
We had to entertain ourselves rather than be entertained. We had to fill time rather than have it filled for us. We even battled boredom more than once. And won.
Imagine that.
Boys will be boys.
What a queen.
Yes, sir.
I swear to God.
Boys whose minds and bodies both wander.
That's right.
Nothing titillates the boy more than the hint of danger. Real or imagined.
Pampered, overprotected children. Mother would walk us to the door.
Mother.
Boys whose minds and bodies both wander.
What we did in between was a mystery to both her and us.
An island we conquered over and over and over again.
Read between the lines, people.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh, you know, I like the ones that don't hit us over the head with it.
Yeah,
I like them
good.
Better. Perfect. I actually do.
Subtle, Mike.
They're very subtle. Subtle touch, a subtle look, a subtle glance.
And now, speaking of boys.
Yes, boys will be boys.
Hello, boy.
Hello, boy.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
All right, we're here with the Metamucil Man.
Right.
He's Martyr Boy.
And Charlie's got the news and comments. Now, are you sure that you are up for these next two segments vocally?
I'm up for it. If you can stand it, I can do it. I'm ready. Ready to go. Tearing out of the gate.
Okay. All right, Buzz.
I think he'll be able to do it. I have faith. I'm looking forward to it.
I think you. I don't know. Buzz, I'm like everyone. What? I hear you, and I think you should just run home and just keep your voice quiet.
Uh-huh. Or maybe you should sign the news.
I wish I could.
You don't know sign language.
I wish that would work on radio.
All right. Well, Buzz is here.
Yes,
we're going to deal with the hand we're dealt.
Right.
That's what we're going
to
do.
That's what Dennis had to do.
But I guarantee one thing.
What's that?
We will make it entertaining.
We'll be right back, boy.
All right.
Boy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.